Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hello, it's Colson here. Now, you're about to listen to this week's episode of On the Sofa, but before you do so, I need a massive favor from you. And that favor is simply following or subscribing to the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to us on. When you do that, it's simple. All you have to do is you press the button and it downloads the episodes of the podcast automatically. It sends you a notification every time we release an episode, and it helps us grow the podcast. We cannot express how much we appreciate all of your support. Now you've done the favor, simply sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of On the Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. Hello and welcome back to On the Sofa with Colson, Jack, and Ben. Now, coming up on today's bite-sized Monday episode,
that is Annie Lennox. Oh, wow. She's a friend of mine.
Oh.
So it is time to kick this episode off. And every single Monday, we kick it off with, if you've got a conundrum, you come to Colson. Dum. There That's we good. Go. When are you going to join in on that, Ben? Because I feel shit. It's a bit shitty from you.
It's shit. Mm. So what I like is the thing of you're half singing it. Midway through, you go, oh, this is shit. Mm. And I'd like to see your face. So what's the shit conundrum this week?
The Pigling has been in touch on Instagram.
What?
The
who?
The what?
The what?
The what? The Pigling.
Yep.
What the fuck's
what
that?
What the fuck is the Pigling?
Is that someone's name?
Is that someone's name? The Pigling.
I'm just reading it out.
Piglings.
Maybe this is the conundrum.
Is it a pig on Instagram?
They say, boys, I think my cat might like a friend to hang out with during the day. But what if I get another cat and they hate each other and he would have been happier on his own? What would you do?
That's fucking... That's shite.
Why don't you get a cat and see?
And that's the end of the conundrum.
Just see... And if they don't get on, you take the newest one back.
And with Jack there.
I mean, it's easy, isn't it?
That's it. You just do a trial.
Get a cat.
Get a cat. Try it out if it doesn't work.
Yeah.
The thing is with cats,
get a kitten. Easy. Get a kitten.
Yeah, but if you decide you don't want it, you just let it out one night. Yeah. That's it. That is it, isn't it? If you just, and then it goes. Right. And
where does it go? Cat heaven.
It just, right. It'll wander off. But if anyone sees you doing it, it don't matter.
I remember one.
Yeah, see, that's the perfect crime.
Yeah.
Oh, we had the cat. We had a cat from next door. She went away. And the next door neighbours were feeding the cats. But these cats want human contact. Mm. And I'm like, you can't come in. I have Star desperate to get... Ah, 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 like
I tell you a story of Julia, my on-screen wife that I work with. She gets up to go to work, 7 a.m. She's locking her front door. She looks at right at neighbours. Her cat is in the fucking neighbour's front room.
I like that.
He's in the neighbour's front... They haven't got a cat flap.
That's the
thing. I like
but it's
that.
Sat on Looking the chair it. In the living room thinking, yeah,
yeah.
Look where I am.
They keep the heating on.
Yeah.
I'm
good in it. And she went, what the fuck?
I'm loving that.
I have a bad cat story. I once got picked up by my mum from, I'd been to Beavers, my sister had been to Girl Guides.
Beavers?
Like shit scouts.
Yeah. Well, no.
Beavers?
When you're too scouts. Young for...
That's Cubs?
No, Beavers, Cubs, Scouts.
Beavers, Cubs, Scouts? Yeah. Who came up? Baden Powell came up with Beavers.
Bear Grylls, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah, no. I don't know. Anyway, we'd got picked up. Hannah had been to Girl Guides. Hannah had a cat called Twiglet. The cat hadn't been seen for like 2 weeks. Mum picked us up. She sat us in the car and she said, I've got some really bad news. Jean and David have been round. They found Twiglet in their bush. She's dead. And it was just traumatic. I just remember
It was traumatic.
She'd been hit by a car and she'd gone into the bush to die. And I just remember Hannah crying and crying and crying.
And that's why Hannah became a vet.
We had a burial in the garden.
Is that why Hannah became a vet?
Maybe, yeah.
To save Twiglet.
Maybe.
There's a cat around our marina where we live. Yeah.
You live on a boat?
Every
There's
time.
A marina
he
near...
got really the other day he got really arsy in the group chat. He puts me like, yeah, I saw that when I was out by the marina, and I put, what fucking marina? Yeah. And he put, I've told you this every like, basically.
It's not
like,
a marina, it's a dock. It's not a marina. It's not Monaco.
It's a canal.
It's fucking, isn't it? It's fucking freezing cold dock on Salford Ship Canal.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. It's that.
The marina.
We wouldn't know because you never invited us around.
The marina. No, but like, take a look at the marina. Yeah, I would do if I could see one.
If you walk
all I'm
around
seeing
it,
is a puddle.
I know it. If he would walk around it, he'd go, it is nice here. I know he would fucking say that.
Look at the size of the ships.
The swans everywhere.
I can see why Chris Martin likes it. But swans are nasty.
But hang on. No, it's them fucking
geese.
Yeah, carry on, what were you saying?
They do hiss.
On the marina.
On the marina, there's a cat, and it's this massive fat cat. It looks a bit like that Norwegian, but not as big, obviously.
No, nowhere near.
But it's blue. It's dark blue.
It's an amazing coat he's got. Where does it live?
He lives in one of the houses nearby, but he always walks around the marina looking for attention, and he just waits by the bridge.
Because everyone loves him.
Because everyone goes up to him and strokes him and gives him a little tickle. And he loves it.
God, we could all sit by a bridge and get a little tickle. It'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Had a blue coat.
Us and trolls. Cats.
Yeah. Under the bridge, it'd be old cute.
Seeing as this week's conundrum was a bit of what we would call a shit show to start a Monday morning.
Yeah.
Can we redeem this, Ben?
Crap conundrum. That's what you want to recall it.
Coulson's
crap conundrum. What do you think? It could be shit. Oh, it is.
Well, I'm thinking of how do we get out of a shit section? Well, we can replace it with another shit section.
Yeah,
and Ben, any chance we can have a top five this week?
I haven't done one for years. Came to me. Top five characters in Corrie you'd like to spend Christmas with.
Ooh.
Hello.
Ooh, where Hello. Has that come to you?
Do you know what? Sometimes inspiration comes to you. Michelangelo... Pablo Sistine Picasso, Sistine Chapel.
Past and present characters.
You can do whoever you want. Top five Coronation Street characters for Christmas.
I'm going to suggest Robert Preston.
Who?
Tristan. Chef.
What?
Because he's a chef.
Out of all the classic Corrie characters.
He's a chef. He can cook the dinner.
You picked who?
Robert. Tristan, the chef.
Well, I think let's start with maybe Betty or a Curly.
But they're not chefs. I'm thinking of what's going to make Christmas good.
You've got 60 years of incredibly iconic characters.
What's the most important thing about Christmas Day?
But no, you spend Christmas with them, eating. For us,
do you understand why I'm saying Robert?
No.
Do you understand why I'm saying Robert?
Chef Robert.
And would he cook a good Christmas dinner?
I imagine he would, yeah.
There you go. Just a suggestion.
For 60 years of...
All right, life. He's gone...
We're just knocking a few names out.
We're having it at the bistro. Nailed on. Who else you having?
Ken.
Ken.
Ken's.
But what does he bring? He's quite boring.
He brings Ken.
It's Ken.
Yeah.
Ken's coming.
Vera for me. I loved Vera.
Yep, got you.
I preferred Vera to Jack, I think.
Mm. Yep.
But what are they going to bring to Christmas?
Well, no.
Comedy.
It's not about bringing things, Coulson.
I'm thinking if I have Robert cooking, I could have Kirk singing.
Does Kirk sing, though?
Yeah, Kirk sings.
Does he? in the show.
Yeah.
I've never seen
it. Remember that song he had? Our souls, your souls, our souls.
Oh, yeah. My soul, your soul.
Our souls.
Yeah.
Right, who else?
Dev.
Dev would be a good gift buyer. That's the other thing I'm thinking about. Who would buy good gifts?
You're thinking of gifts and food.
Well, what's the top five?
Who you'd spend Christmas with, not who would do Christmas. Not top five characters who would do Christmas for me. I'm not asking that. I'm asking who you'd spend Christmas. You only think about Christmas in what's being done for me. Who's cooking for me? Who's giving me stuff?
Okay. So if I'm thinking of more characters that I would like to have
spend Christmas
a wholesome time with over Christmas.
Roy.
Bring the mood down, Roy.
Oh, it'd be good, though. He'd be funny. Don't you think, Roy?
I don't know. You can never sort of take a joke, can you?
I know what you mean. It can be a bit dry.
Norris
would be good.
Fair away.
And I don't think Norris would like to stay long either. I think he'd come for a bit and then he'd make his excuses and fuck off. And that's what we all want.
Hilda Ogden for the laugh.
Yeah, Hilda Ogden, good. Pat Phoenix, who was that?
Pat Phelan. He'd bring the mood down, wouldn't he?
Pat Phoenix.
You'd have to have some big guns in there.
You'd have to have a random killer there, though. You'd have
Julie Goodyear, your Bette Lynch. You'd have all that in there.
Blanche.
From the floor. Good
Blanche.
Shout.
Blanche.
Dry sense of humour, keep you laughing.
Yeah.
Audrey.
When there's a quiet moment, Blanche would fart.
Yeah.
Jim McDonald, he'd get pissed, wouldn't
he? Jim McDonald.
He'd get pissed.
He'd get pissed and start an argument.
Yeah, he would.
Elizabeth! I'll tell you what, there's some good Christmas there.
Kev. Fred Elliott.
Yeah. Annie Walker.
Kev. Tyrone.
Carve the turkey one, he knows what he's doing. Butcher.
You've got to get the right balance.
You just get your nerves, though. Well, you get, you know.
So the Christmas Day non-negotiable is Ken.
Ken's in there. Ken should be. Then you've got to have
Ken's in there before you are.
Yeah. I
then
think
you need guns.
I think I agree with Jack, Liz, Dawn, Vera.
Vera Duckworth.
Vera, great.
Two.
Three.
Robert Preston.
No. It's a no.
We have Betty, don't we?
Yeah, Betty.
Betty's doing the turkey. Betty's hot pot.
Okay.
Betty's hot pot.
That's fine. Betty can do the food. Fine. That's fine. Food's sorted.
I think as icons go, I'm going to put Betty in there.
It's not about the iconicness. It's about
the
meal.
Who's cooking food? Feed me, Seymour.
About the meal.
So that's the
four.
Three.
That's the three straight in. Four.
Do we go a Norris or a Roy, did we say?
Dev at four, as a kind of wild card, be a laugh.
Dev at four, wild card.
Dev at four, wild card. Be a laugh with Dev. He makes me laugh.
Audrey? Five Audrey.
Got to have a plat in there. Got to have a plat.
Or you're going Gale.
Yeah. You've got to have an iconic plat.
You're going Gale.
That's it. That's your five.
That's your top five.
What's a Christmas five for Corey? Back of the net. You'd be overwhelmed if you went to that in the bistro.
Yeah,
you'd be like, "This is incredible." Your top five would be five chefs
or five rich people who'll buy good presents.
Yeah, but it's Coronation Street. It's set in the street in Salford.
Nick's got a lot of money.
Mike Baldwin. Nick Tilsley.
I think it's a strong top five. I have the reasons why I suggested my people. You have the reasons why you said no. However, Betty's hot pot, it's a good top five. I'd happily sit next to Ken on Christmas Day. Pull a cracker.
No, you're not invited. Oh. That's the top five. We're going. We didn't have you in there.
Can have you, Robert Preston.
Yeah, you can be on your own.
Hey, Craig will be working. We know that. We've just named a lot of Corrie characters. Have any of them been in touch to tell us what they love, hate and rate about On The Sofa?
No, it's WhatsApp messages. Remember, just messages or voice notes, no phone calls, 2 a.m. till 4 a.m. CJ, hi Coulson, Jack, Ben and Henry. It's CJ the blacksmith here. Listening back to the Chocolate Stiff episode, and you were talking about Arlene Phillips. Do you know she was one of the head choreographers at the Manchester Commonwealth Games in 2002 as well?
I did know that.
I didn't. I worked on it as an assistant director of the opening and closing ceremonies, and my desk was an L shape with Arlene and Craig Revel Horwood. What a combo. Also, not so fun fact for me, after the closing ceremony, we had a crew party at some bar in Manchester. There was a singer on stage singing Walking on Broken Glass by Annie Lennox.
Yeah.
I don't know if she was having a day off.
It's quite high pitched, thought... that, isn't it?
What?
It's quite high pitched.
I don't know if she was having a day off, but I thought she was awful. Okay. I said to my workmate, you'd have thought they could have afforded a better tribute act to Annie Lennox, wouldn't you? A voice came over my shoulder from the creative director who said, Claire, that is Annie Lennox. Wow. She's a friend of mine. I could have died on the spot. You think you would get a better Annie Lennox tribute? It is her.
Ouch. The only way out of that is going, I fucking know, that's the gag.
That's the gag. And it's good. Now yeah, the weather.
You've got to think fast, haven't you, to get that
out. It's easy to say that.
It's easy to say. Who knew she was at the Commonwealth Games walking on broken glass, Lennox? Jeff. Hi, lads. Jeff Hickmott here, head of tarmac. Thank you, Jeff.
It's interesting because... they got it's tarmac. Good. It's all, the roads are smooth.
Do you know what? He's laid a lot of road.
He has been
busy.
But
in fairness, I don't think he has, because since we've had all that cold weather, it's frozen. It's some of the ice has got in the tarmac and split it, and he's done a shit job. Yeah. So I'll be speaking to Jeff in the
Jeff
morning.
Potholes.
We've had some issues with building regs on the marshland as well, haven't we?
So that's yeah, because we're not allowed to fucking build.
You can't build on marsh. Recently, you fellows have been butting heads about what constitutes a conundrum.
Yes.
We have. All shit. And I wanted to be able to clear things up for you. Please do, Jeff. Head of tarmac. Here's the dictionary definition. Conundrum. A confusing and difficult problem or question. We've never had one. Hope that helps. By the way, why does Jack get more northern when he reads out the number?
I don't know.
It's a mystery, Jeff. Love the new format. I started listening to SCC on the Heat episode, but recently binge listened all of the episodes from the beginning in between you OTS shows.
The beginning.
Yeah, from the beginning. That is work. Because that's got to be well over 200 hours of eps now.
It's like my football manager career.
Yeah.
That is. It's the same as, it was, basically, Beethoven.
It was mad when everyone was putting their Spotify Wrapped up and it showed you how many hours they'd actually spent listening to us, wasn't it?
Who's that? The Wrapped
people
oh,
were
yeah,
like
and it
putting
showed.
Up, yeah,
and it's
it
zero.
How many hours.
My family, zero. 5 stars. Ben is brilliant. Jack is hilarious. And Coulson makes me chuckle with his mispronunciation and his lack of certain knowledge of old school references. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you, Jeff. Get back to those roads.
Duncan!
Don't I ever get to read any of these out? Or is it just Ben's... Do you just read them all out?
Please, start with Duncan.
You can't read.
I think that's good. Let's mix it up.
No, mix it up. Duncan here, newish listener, right? I moved to Lagos, Portugal.
Okay, I can see straight away we're not getting very good on these reviews, are we? Crikey,
Portugal a couple of years ago, and I am sure Coulson ran past me one day when I was trying my new car out. Could that be true?
It could be true, yeah.
Can Coulson confirm or deny he was running in Lagos a year or so ago?
Yeah, that will have been me. That will have been
there
me.
There we go.
Isn't that mad?
Riveting from Duncan. Craig!
That is mad, but yeah, that will have been me. Spend a lot of time on the Algarve, you see.
Yeah.
Running.
Yeah.
Craig, hello from Whitby, Ontario. Curveball. While I don't mainly agree with Coulson's choices, a huge thanks for picking Gavin and Stacey. As
it
a Canadian...
It wasn't me. It was the audience.
It's the audience. He's not taking credit for it. As a Canadian, I hadn't heard of it before, but I just finished the first series, and it's my favourite sitcom of all time.
Yes. Go on, Craig.
Who knew?
Who knew? Craig, out of nowhere, from Whitby. My father was from Wales, and I've lived and taught in Essex for a year, so I can relate to the characters. I haven't laughed out loud for years,
not even listening to this podcast.
No, after listening and visiting the UK many times back in April to run in the Blackpool Running Festival.
What is this guy from Canada?
Yeah,
Whitby, Canada,
and he's just randomly entered
the Blackpool. Hey, welcome to the Blackpool
Which,
Running
as
Festival.
As a runner, I've never heard of.
My wife and I haven't missed Corey for the past 20 years. Love the pod, lads. Keep up the great work, and I should be your Canadian, Southern Ontario, anyway, tour director.
We actually should be going to Canada to tour.
Okay, right in. Do you want us to come to Canada?
Yeah.
I think we probably
but they'll
should.
They'll all just go, yay, and then we turn up,
and
fucking
three.
Fly 5,000 miles.
And there's three
and
people.
And there's no one there.
That is the bit, is I know... Corey cast members go to Canada to do tours. I think the three of us should go out and do half, like, the Q&A and half the show. I think that'd be really good.
Yeah. We're gonna sort that out. We'll see you next week. Liam, after Jack called Hull a shithole. Hull is great, Jack. It's a very annoyed emoji. That's Paul from him. I don't think I'll be buying tickets to when your world tour kicks off. Got us back, Liam.
Which is great.
Did you
now
say
we're gonna...
a shithole? Yeah, but that's just...
It's probably a great time for us to announce that our next live show is going to be at...
Hull. Sophie Mule on our chat about what we order from the takeaway. Obsessed with the takeaway chat. Emoji with heart eyes. Chicken balls are the best dish from the Chinese, Ben. And Jack are missing out if they haven't tried... Oh, from the Chinese. Ben and Jack are missing out if they haven't tried... the. Yeah. Never, ever tried chicken balls.
You'd love a chicken ball in your mind. You would love it. They're good. They're good.
How does that work?
Are they battered?
It's chunks of chicken breast in a bowl of batter.
Wah, wah, wah.
And that,
I'll get, take I know Chinese what I've heard. Food. I've heard of pork balls.
Yeah, same thing, but not the same
but
thing.
But pork.
Yeah.
So chicken and pork balls, please. Yeah. What would you have them with, rice?
I think David Platt ordered prawn balls once.
Interesting.
Oh, really?
Which isn't actually a thing. Ah. Half a dozen prawn balls, please.
Yeah, that's good.
Something like that.
Jack, can you tell us what the number is for those people who do want to get in touch with us over WhatsApp, like everyone just has?
I can, yes. You can send us what you want on WhatsApp.
No nudes.
Well, they can send pictures of whatever they want.
No phone calls.
No phone calls. WhatsApps. Messages, pictures, phone calls between two till four.
Henry, I hope you get a phone call on Christmas Day. What would
Don't encourage it.
We just switched the phone off, surely.
It'd be great. It's on your personal phone, isn't it?
No.
I thought it was on like a burner phone.
No, that's
pay
right.
As you go.
Wakes him up.
It's your number.
It wakes his wife up.
It's a separate number, what Jack's going to read out, but on my phone.
I have a friend.
Oh, I see.
I have a friend, by the way, called Paul Hewitt, who rang me the other day and I was on the top of a mountain because he was buying some cricket gear.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, send me a picture of it and I'll tell you if it's any good. He never sent me a picture. So like Sunday night, I go on my phone and I go, Hewitt.
Yeah.
And I call him Hewitt.
Yeah.
So I went, show me that stash then. And then I looked and I text Henry Hewitt and put, show us that stash then. And I was like, Henry's going to think I'm asking him for
next week,
nudes.
I thought of a story around it.
No, I sent him a message and I was like, that one for you.
Oh, right.
I love that when someone puts that, wrong chat.
wrong person.
Delete for everyone.
Sorry. But if I'd have just sent you a message and put delete for everyone, I think he might have been worried that I put, you're a twat.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
So I was like, I'd rather
delete
him
for everyone.
See.
You think, oh, wonderful.
But it makes you anxious.
You're on your phone at the time it pops up, then it gets deleted.
I saw it. What's the number, Jack?
Okay, if you want
to send a message and delete it.
Number is 07457 404 612. If you're outside UK, it's +447457 404 612. Where's the
exclamation?
Where's it gone? It's not here.
He's taking it off.
He's
taking it off. That's poor. Jack, whilst I've got you talking and whilst I've got you talking even more Yorkshire than normal, lots of people have been asking if we could please have a hidden gem. It's Christmas.
I've got one.
It's a time of year to be giving. Yep. Can you give us one?
Yep, I have actually got one. Okay, this film, it came out this year, actually.
Cinema release?
I don't think it was. I think it was a straight to a stream. It might have done the cinema. I'm not sure, but it's with Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, no, Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney from the White Lotus.
Yeah,
she's done
Euphoria
as well. Euphoria, yeah. She's done this film called Reality, True Story. Do you remember the 2016 election with Trump? And do you remember all the rumors that it all had? Russian interference and blah, blah, blah. Well, she was the one who leaked the information that Russia were involved in the process of the election thing.
Yeah.
She leaked it because she worked at like some security, CIA, something like that. Young girl, she was only like 24, 25. She'd been a little bit an obsessive fan about Edward Snowden, you know, the WikiLeaks guy.
Yeah.
And she did the same thing.
Yeah.
She gets a rat-tat-tat on her door and it's the FBI.
Yeah.
They've got a warrant to go in, seize all of her documents, everything, and arrest her on suspicion of leaking government property and blah, blah, blah. And the film is an hour and a half, and it's literally the text of the interview.
Oh.
The whole script.
As in true to dialogue?
It's true to dialogue. Okay, okay. The full script.
Is it a rent or is it on a stream?
It's a film. So it's an hour and a half. It's on your Apple. It's on your...
And it's called Reality.
It's called Reality because that's her name, Reality.
Oh, brilliant.
I'll get her name up. Her name is Reality Winner.
Reality Winner.
That's her name. That's her name. That's her real
name. Gary Valentine.
Yeah.
What a name.
And I'm not spoiling anything because this is a known thing. She actually did go to prison for 5 years. Wow. She got the longest serving sentence that anyone's ever been given for leaking government documents.
Brilliant.
Or 6 years. Great, Jen. I think she served 4. But it's very, very good. And it, like I say, it's literally a true story because all the dialogues is as what was said.
That's the gem.
Yep.
Seen as it is Christmas, we've given you a gem, we've given you a top five, and we're going to go for the hat trick. We're going to give you a would you rather, aren't we, Ben?
Right, here we go. Would you rather be so afraid of heights that you can only go to the second floor of a building, or be so afraid of the sun that you can only leave the house on rainy days? Would you rather be so afraid of heights that you can only go to the second floor of a building, or be so afraid of sun that you can only leave the house on rainy days?
I can only leave the house on rainy days because if I go out in the sun, I burn.
But no.
But no.
Because, like today, it wasn't raining, but sun could get through the clouds. You can't leave the house.
Also, if you can't go on the second floor, you can't go to work. You can't record this podcast. You can go to work, you can't go to the canteen.
You can go to work, though.
You can get out, and you can get to your dressing room.
I don't need to go to the canteen.
Is that, is that the second floor or the third floor? No.
Second floor is canteen.
Our dressing room is the first floor or the second floor.
First,
so you can. You're fine. So
you just can't go to the canteen.
Fine. No, you can.
Pat Lund.
You can't. It's the second floor.
Can't go to the second floor.
No, you can go. You can only go to the second floor.
You can't go to the third floor.
I'm reading it.
No one's ever been to the third floor of work, have they?
I'm reading it
to him. I've been up and then turned around.
I've sat there on the top of the stairs on my phone.
Would you rather be so afraid of heights that you can only go to the second floor of a building?
Okay.
You're fine at work before. We're still working, but we're not coming. We're not doing the podcast.
Because this is the third floor.
Yeah, we're not doing the podcast.
You're ground floor flat, aren't you?
No, I'm in a house.
You're in a house.
That's the first. I've got a first and a second floor. Well, no, I've got a ground floor and a steps.
You're fine.
Oh, no. I do have two upstairs.
You're fine.
You've got two gardens. Fine. You've got a down
mum
garden.
And dad, and they had a third floor. Couldn't go in that, could I?
No.
Couldn't go in
that. So it's four stories?
No, it just had an attic room, but they've boxed it off.
Why? Stairs. Someone got the plague?
No, I think...
bring out your dead. We don't go to the third floor. It's the plague.
It were one of
and
them.
And on the fourth floor, the back garden is the Black Death.
It were one of them that when they bought...
Shoot yourself around.
Bricked it up.
It were one of them that they bought it and the people who'd done it didn't have building regs for it or something like that. It's one of them that done actually.
So... Oh, funny. You can't go past the second floor.
I'm not going out. It's the second floor one.
I'm not staying. I can't stay anywhere here because my floor's at the 23rd. Here.
Oh, forget that. You live. It takes a long time.
It's the proper old lift. That.
Yeah, but you just. It's easy. You just get a floor that you get a
second flat floor.
That's on your second floor.
But then, so yeah, I won't want to not go out
and see the sun.
Yeah,
ever.
I won't want to basically stay inside. Other than when it's raining, because I hate the rain. So I'm with Jack. I'm second flooring it up.
Second floor. I'm going second floor.
I think
floor
that
as well.
That's the easy. Yeah. I think they should have made it a little bit.
It's rare.
Harder.
It's
I'm going to throw this out here. This is probably a conundrum.
Probably is a conundrum.
It's a tough little choice.
Probably is.
Maybe we should have sang the tune before.
Well, you can catch us on Thursday where we're talking all things Home Alone 2. And then if you're a Patreon member, Thursday night. We are jumping on the Mass Zoom and we're really excited to see you there. Zoom. Jack's going to wear
see
a Christmas
you all again.
Jumper.
Last
You're going to wear a Christmas
really
jumper.
Good.
Last week's was fantastic. We didn't have enough bandwidth. We're running 1,000 megabytes through here. It's on gigabytes.
If you want to stay in touch with us, simply follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. We're on all of them at On the Sofa Show.
Tell your friends. Tell your friends about this show.
You can email us at hello@onthesofashow.com. You can get in touch with us on the WhatsApp. And if you want to be on the Mass Zoom next week, simply sign up at patreon.com/onthesofa and be ready for the Mass Zoom on Thursday night to see Jack.
Get ready
Christmas
for the
jumper.
Internet to stop.
You're singing a song, aren't you, Ben?
I'm singing a song. I'm also doing bingo.
Bye.
Bye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.